Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel and the Opel Commercial Vehicles range. We have your van.
Next to what was a GAA club historic success.
The amateur referees are calling for Tony Larkin to blow that whistle. Is it going to go? It is gone! Dungarvan are back in the senior ranks for 2021. They're county intermediate champions this afternoon, and full value for their victory as well. As we said, Kill never hit the heights of last week, but that was down to the effort and the energy that Dungarvan brought to the table. They've beaten Kill this afternoon, 14 points to 10. Bitter disappointment for Kill, but Dungarvan are back in the top flight. And you'd have to say, Frank Ryan, over the course of the 60 minutes, full value for that victory.
The sounds of Dungarvan clinching just their fourth ever Waterford Intermediate football title earlier this month. But the success was then hit by controversy after it emerged that the club fielded a player awaiting the results of a COVID-19 test that subsequently came up positive. And the story comes with a political twist. Dungarvan's COVID officer is a Fine Gael general election candidate and mayor of Waterford. Now the GAA is to strip Dungarvan of its title. The club, or its COVID officer Damien Gagan, weren't available for comment this morning, but we are joined by Colm Keyes, GAA correspondent with the Irish Independent, and also Bernard Flynn, the RTE GAA analyst and All-Ireland winner with Meath. Colm, to you first. We just heard there, obviously, the sounds of Dungarvan's success on October the 4th. Take us through what happened and what emerged, and crucially, when it emerged.
OK, so this happened, Philip. Good morning, first of all. This happened on the first weekend of October. Waterford Intermediate Final. Dungarvan beat Kill, as you pointed out there, on the Saturday. And it emerged on the Sunday. Certainly Waterford County Board officers first got to hear that one of the Dungarvan players had tested positive for COVID-19, having had the test before the game. So obviously the player in question should have sat out the game. Mm. But
so hang on a second, just be clear about this, Colm. He was COVID suspect before the game.
Yes,
he was confirmed after the game.
So beforehand, had the test beforehand and was confirmed afterwards. So on the Sunday, Waterford officials first heard of this. So launched an investigation into it. In the meantime, the club put their hand up and said it had been mishandled, there had been an error, and that the player in question, the player in question had felt what the club's interpretation of the guidelines were. But this all happened around the same weekend when the...
Sorry, can I just mine into that a little bit more? Are the club saying that it was... that they weren't communicated with as fully as they should have been by the player in question?
That's not my interpretation of it. The club have said they issued a statement. They issued a statement afterwards where they said, you know, they wish to stress that the player involved was following the club's interpretation of the guidelines.
Okay. Oh, sorry. So it's the other way around. So the club are putting their hand up and they're saying,
yes, very much so. And they said, you know, there was mishandling in this case. And
that
they acknowledged that in the aftermath of this.
Even though we have ads on radio and in print every day saying that if you suspect you're COVID, you need to isolate, but they had interpreted the rules otherwise.
They had said they interpreted the rules otherwise, and the player played. So Waterford launched an investigation, and obviously this came, Philip, on the same weekend that the pressure really came on the GAA over a number of instances. Crowds, excessive crowds in stands, not social distancing at games. There was a parade of a successful Cork team called after one of the county finals there. And general celebrations, got into the public domain that celebrations of county finals and any title were becoming excessive. So GAA made a firm decision that very Monday that word of this Waterford case began to break. They made a decision to pull the plug on all club activity. And 2 weeks or less than 2 weeks later, the Waterford board have come up with very, very firm outcome to their investigation, and that's now in play.
And do we know how it emerged here? Do we know, did Dungarvan come out when the player came back and said, I'm COVID positive, and the club put their hands up, contact Kill, contact Waterford GAA and say a terrible mistake has been made here, people have been put at risk, or what happened?
I have to say, Philip, I'm not sure of the timeline for that or how it happened. I do know it got into the public domain in Waterford on the Sunday. There were other games going on that weekend, and obviously when inquiries were made, but it'd be wrong for me to say I knew what the actual chronology of that was.
OK, do we know, has anybody else, any of those other potential contacts actually been infected?
Not certain of that either.
Bernard Flynn, do you have any additional information or insight on that?
No, I think just first of all, Philip, Croke Park intervened there themselves, with the Waterford CCC. They probably felt they had to come down with a firm hand, and as Colin has quite rightly said, and maybe make a real statement here. But can I just go, I'm just trying to get my head around, let's say, and Colin has outlined it there perfectly, but you go into a scenario in a dressing room, the lead up to the match, the player himself, and there is, there's huge self-responsibility, and that's been said since last February, March. But I do feel for the player here, because I firmly, firmly believe, Philip, that the club had a duty of care here with the player involved. It's okay, and Colm Kavanagh spoke about it a few weeks ago, some players with a sniffle or a cough, whatever, I can understand some players not want to highlight their issue with their health, etc. But when the test was taken, the player, it was suspected that he had COVID or might well have it. To go ahead then, I felt the player needed to be looked after properly and a duty of care that the people involved, management and the officers, and there's six other members here with a proposed suspension. We must say, Philip, that this is an ongoing case. So they have a right to actually oppose this or appeal it or whatever that happens.
Okay.
But at the end of the day, the player himself, I feel, was a duty of care from the club, and he shouldn't have been played. There is no getting
And I'm
away
sure that
this,
he has been
whatsoever.
Looked after absolutely properly since then, at least nobody has suggested otherwise. But the real question here is, Bernard, well, and Colin, the same question to both of you. You first, though, Bernard, is Dungarvan has been caught doing this, but everybody around the country could point towards an example of where they suspect the guidelines haven't been observed perhaps as rigidly as they should be by clubs.
I can't put an argument against that. I've no doubt that is the case. But just look at it. One thing, Philip, you don't keep stuff like this quiet in the GA. And that's the one thing we've learned. And this is a club, an intermediate club down in Waterford. Now it's the talk of the country. It was obviously leaked somewhere. But just look at last week in Offaly and look at their attention to the protocols and their enhanced efforts with the protocols and what happened there with the player, and when it was for the first time ever deemed by the HSE that they were actually a close contact instead of casual contact. So the whole team, effectively, was deemed close contacts. And you look at this when the club themselves and the management. Now, I've been in that situation. You're a manager or you're involved in the dressing room. The players and the management and the main club officials knew about this. It comes down to them making that decision to put the player in the position to go out in a final knowing he could test positive. That is the crux of it here. And stripping them, a proposed stripping them of the Intermediate Championship, to me is not really the proper issue here. The players have had their day in the sun. They won the final. They've enjoyed it. You know, if they spend another year in Intermediate, they'll take it on the chin.
Okay.
Because in their eyes, they've won it and have lost it.
We haven't heard yet from Dungarvan GAA Club as to what it was that their assessment was and why they took the actions that they did. We, of course, would love to hear from them if they did want to come on the programme. But Bernard, can I ask that same question of you? It's Dungarvan that has been found out here, but up and down the country, the same thing has to be happening. The same kind of risks have to be being taken if the rumours that are circulating are anything to go by.
Listen, there's risks. Look at the players and we see what they're doing. I think it's extraordinary. You said it on RTÉ on Sunday game with Darren Farrell there a number of weeks back. I think it's incredible what's being asked of them. Yes, you're quite right. But at the end of the day, the club have admitted and they've apologised themselves. They've, in their statement, they've apologised for the handling of it or mishandling of it. They should take whatever it is on the chin and they should not oppose it. This is the sort of club that splits clubs in half. And I think it's the fallout from this that will actually have ramifications for family, club players and the club itself. They've admitted themselves, taken on the chin and move on. They made a mistake.
Colin? The other point worth mentioning is that all games have been suspended since the start of October, so there was no Gaelic Games matches at club level going on as we speak. There's no training going on at adult level either, so that's really that scenario can't really be in play.
Are they
right
going to appeal
now,
this,
Colin? The
only
games are inter-county games, and from my experience of the inter-county games over the last two weekends, they've been run in a very, very safe environment. Again, from the best of my knowledge, you know, they're elite teams. There's a more professional manner in how they're run. And
the manner in which the games themselves are actually run is one thing, but if somebody withholds information about their health status, it doesn't matter what kind of precautions you're taking inside the stadium.
Yeah, that's true, and I have no knowledge of that. Again, I can't say one way or the other. It's obviously an opinion that it may be happening, but we have seen cases in the last week where players have tested positive, and everyone that was travelling on a team bus was deemed a close contact with one inter-county team. An entire panel almost in Offaly was put out as close contacts because of a positive case.
We're familiar with those ones, Colm. Tell me, though, just finally, before I let you go, do you think Dungarvan are going to appeal this? Should they appeal this, or should they just take their punishment on the chin?
I think they probably will seek a hearing. Obviously, Waterford Management Act as almost a DPP here. They lay the charges, and I would imagine there will be a hearing. I would imagine Dungarvan will see this as a little bit draconian, especially the number of club members that are facing suspension. So I think they will.
And should they appeal?
I think they probably should test it out and see. I mean, I'm not aware of the weight of the suspensions against the members, but I think that they probably will test it out, yeah.
Okay. All right. Thank you both very much, Bernard Flynn and Colm Keyes with the Irish Independent.